Martinelli.
Free radio.
The boys that she's kissed, the time she's shaken her fist, and the stupid things she's done when she's been very, very happy. So we've come to an arrangement for your morning entertainment. It's Kat's diary. It's Kat's diary. It's Kat's diary.
As it's Friday, we have a brand new episode for you of Kat's Actual Teenage Diary. We're going back to 1997. Now, obviously, in the present day, we've just had the hottest July day on record, 34 degrees. But going to July in 1997,
just to put it in perspective,
27 degrees. Nowhere near, really.
No.
What were you up to, though, in 97, Kat?
I just come back from my very first festival outing, so I've been down to Glastonbury, and I'm 19 years old, so I've done 1 year at uni, so this is my big, long summer before the second year of uni starts again. So I'm having a couple of weeks at home with the family, which is just awful, living back at home again with your mum and dad after having a year of freedom. It's not, is it? And then we get invited to my cousin's wedding. So it's a big, big family do, and all of the family are off there. And that's today's episode.
So this is where we pick up. All right, if you'd like to open the diary and begin to read.
I've just experienced the worst breakfast ever. I'm staying at this proper posh hotel in York because Mark, that's my cousin, got married yesterday. All the family are here. But that was the most embarrassing hour of my life. It's like an episode of EastEnders that I never saw come in.
Why would it be embarrassing? I'm just trying to think what could happen. Oh, the bit where they said, does anybody object to them getting married? Did you shout something out?
No, we didn't. Did not that time.
Oh, no. Interesting. Did you get horribly drunk?
No.
Okay. I'm lost. Come on, let's find out more.
Well, I wasn't much looking forward to the wedding because these things are always a bit dull till everyone's drunk. Our family's massive and everyone turned up, and it wasn't till the free bubbly was being passed around that Dad did his usual robot dance in front of, well, any fit girl, if I'm honest. He thinks he's a good dancer, but he's not. He's so nerdy. The day was going really slowly until we had to sit down for food, and I got to sit next to this absolute hottie called Rich. He was a spitting image of Jason Donovan. Oh, more like Scott, really, in Neighbours. He'd got that shaggy blonde hairdo. He'd got those piercing blue eyes. And he'd got that smile that makes you want to faint right there and then on the spot.
Oh, love is in the air by the sound of things. And you're at a wedding as well. Very romantic.
Yeah. Anyways, to cut things short, he was up for a quick snog before they did the speeches. And he's a great kisser. Not sloppy, not sucky, just nice.
Cool, you don't hang around. Great. Okay.
To be fair, the wedding was a bit boring. And then back to breakfast this morning. It was just the really close family. So Uncle Bob, the groom's dad, said he'd placed me next to his nephew who now lives in Chicago. So, essentially, my cousin that I'd never met. Only turns out to be bloody Rich, who I'd spent last night snogging.
No, what? You've been kissing a cousin?
For the whole night. Snogging my actual cousin. And, like, snogging his face off. It wasn't a little peck. It was proper getting in there. For the whole night.
I never thought this would happen. I think Kat's diary has actually made me feel a bit sick. But what did you think? I mean, you must have felt a little bit sick when you realised.
Oh, I was absolutely horrified. And that breakfast, like, it was just so embarrassing and so awkward.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
He was a good kisser, though.
Today, we have learnt that kissing cousins is an actual thing. And Kat has done it. Oh, my. I don't know where we can go from here, but there will be more from Kat's diary. Next Friday, just after 8. Kat and Nelly on Free Radio.